And so you have a situation in the world today where, because it's new and it's being explored and it's the flavor of the month, so to speak, it's easy for people to assume they're apostles when they're not. We'll come back to that subject, because we will have to examine. When we come to the subject of apostles proper, we'll have to look at the question of is one called to be an apostle? And if so, what are the stages in development? And what makes a real apostle as against a false one? But that really is a subject for another day. But all I'm trying to make clear tonight is that not everything in the world right now that is called apostolic is apostolic. And not everyone who is styled an apostle is an apostle. All this is still being sorted out in the wash, and it's still early days. So what's been restored is the notion of apostles. At the same time, there are real apostles in the world. The Lord is developing them. He is raising them. There is the genuine article, but a lot more will come. And yet, and here's my point, we have not yet seen the restoration of apostolic authority. Some authority, but nothing like the measure of authority that will come when two things happen, and these two things both must happen for us to get there. Apostles have got to come to another place of understanding the apostolic ministry and their role in it and their relationship with the church altogether than most of them have from an institutional background. So apostles have to mature and come to a different view of things and be completely empty of self and purely represent Christ and be able to carry authority without any sense of control in it. A genuine grace carried to bless and to bring the church into freedom. And so a lot of progress has to be made, a lot of maturing has to take place with individual apostles. But the thing that must happen in tandem with that is the church must change. The church must also grow in its understanding of apostolic life, in its submission to the Lord, in its knowing how to receive apostles, how to walk with apostles, how to trust apostles. So until all of this happens, and the church has more grace in understanding the difference between the true and the false, what will happen is apostles will be raised, the whole subject will be explored, relationships will be explored, but the full measure of authority will not be released into it until both the church and the apostles can walk in the grace of a far greater authority. But it's coming. And with that will come huge power and great freedom. But in the end, Christ will also judge. So great freedom is coming for the church, great power is coming, but also Christ remains the Lord and the judge. We've got to learn how to walk under his lordship, walk in submission. So apostles have got to mature into the role. This takes time. And it is a multi-generational thing. I still think it's a three-generational effect to take apostles, or our thinking and understanding about apostles, from where it is now to where it must be. And the same thing with the church. It's a process. So we've not yet seen the restoration of apostolic authority, but it will be partially restored step by step. In other words, some of it is meant to be coming now. And I would say that this is a major area of battle in the spirit realm. So we've had the idea of apostles being restored, brought to the church, and many have accepted that. But you have a phenomenon in the world where there are churches, significant numbers of them now, and pastors, large numbers of them now, who accept that apostles are for today and the church is meant to receive apostles, and even pastors who would start to see themselves as walking with apostles and being sons to fathers. They see all of that. But even in that, what has not been restored is the full trust of apostles and the full relationships that should be involved, and the trust of authority. So we have a situation where churches will willingly receive apostles, listen to what they have to say, receive their blessing, their prayers, take good offerings for them, want to be a blessing to them, and yet the church is still very much a law unto itself, the pastor still very much the final word in his house, There isn't yet that real link of trust in which they can receive a more helpful, even a more authoritative word from the Lord through apostles. But this will come. And this is what I'm saying, it's not yet fully restored. We are in the beginnings of that restoration. So here's what is coming for us. This battle regarding the maturing of apostles and the maturing of the church will be progressively won. And apostles will find themselves being given more and more authority by the Lord. And the church will find the grace to walk with those apostles, and it will bring the whole into a whole new harmony. But when apostles find themselves with greater authority, that authority in the first instance has to do with how they will walk with the rest of the fivefold ministry. This is a relational authority, the kind of thing we read about that Paul exercised in the New Testament. Now, we're not talking about apostles writing scripture, but we are talking about apostles giving life and direction to churches. Now, here's what will happen. When apostles come into more authority, they will lift up prophets. And they will lift up pastors. See, an apostle does not replace a pastor. And an apostle doesn't replace a teacher, an evangelist, a prophet. But the apostle's role is to lift them up and protect them and stand with them and help guard them and direct them. The apostle, with more and more authority, lifts up the fivefold ministry so the fivefold ministry becomes mature, so that relationships of the heart and of trust develop all through the leadership of the body of Christ, and so you end up with a harmonious and very wholesome and full of love leadership ministry for the church. Apostles are uniquely gifted to lead the church in love and relationships. We will say more about that later. But an apostle who does not come preaching love as a first principle doesn't really yet understand his role. But we'll come back to that on another occasion. The apostles will lift up the fivefold ministry. And this is the future we're talking about. Now you might think, well, is that the end? No. Tonight, we need to speak about the direction of the church, the future of the church. One of the things that you've got to come to grips with is that what is ahead of us is not a short history. It is not as if the history of the world is now almost over and we live in the last generation, or perhaps there might be two or three and then it's all over. This is a false idea that many of us have carried all our lives. It's been imposed on us, you know, by some Christian books, Christian television, but it was always a false doctrine. The truth is, there is a huge amount yet that the Lord wants to do in the world and with the nations, and the history ahead of the church, the history to come, is far greater than anything that's already been. We are not in this day standing in a post-Christian age. It's still a pre-Christian age. The last 2,000 years, the gospel has only just begun to get a grip on the world. And in your own lifetimes, even those of you who are still 20 and 25 and 30, even in those few years, the gospel made more inroads in the nations around the world than it had ever done in the previous 2,000 year history of the church. The effect of the gospel on the nations is speeding up. More and more people becoming Christian every day, and this is exactly what the scriptures forecast for us. There are many places in the Bible where it said the kingdom of God would have this effect in the world, but it's only the beginning. And there are many, many scriptures yet to be fulfilled, prophecy still unfulfilled, yet to be fulfilled in the coming days. And so we are at an early stage of the development of the church in the world, and the church is going to be yet brought to many more stages of maturity and having powerful impact on the nations, and on another occasion we'll look at some of the detail of that. But our point tonight is that there's a big future. And so as we look at the coming days, we must see what is going to happen as preparation of the church for being in a better place to minister to the nations.